life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to Mindflow, a show to help you find your flow. And before we get started, hit that subscribe button to make sure you never miss an episode. So here's how today's show is going to flow. I'm going to talk about power, and I'm going to talk about personal power. So let's get to it, and let's flow. There's only one book that I make sure to read once a year, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. In the book, he talks about the saying, knowledge is power. But here's Napoleon Hill's take. Quote, knowledge is not power, it's potential power. It is the application of knowledge that leads to power. It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end, end quote. If I had to reword it or try to explain it to someone these days, this is what I would say. Information and knowledge without taking any action is just philosophy. The reason knowledge is potential power is because it only becomes power when you apply it. Because if all you do is learn and talk about what you learn and that you're super proud of all the notes you take and all the degrees you have and all the education you have, if you don't apply what you learn or take action with what you take notes on in real life, all you really have is a bunch of information and a bunch of words on some paper. Okay, and now that I've got that out of the way, I want to talk about power as in personal power. And it turns out you have power, more than you know, and it's important to be able to answer these two questions if you plan on maximizing the power that you have and that you're capable of in your life. Number one, how do people give away their power? And number two, how do people take power away from others? Let me explain. Anytime you let someone or a situation control how you feel or how you think and how you act, that's when you're giving your power away. Here's an example. Think about someone you know that somehow always finds a way to bring out the worst in you. It could be a family member, a friend, someone at work, or a boss, or your neighbor, whoever. All that person really has to do is show up and boom, your day has been ruined. And it's at that point that you just gave your power away. And if that person knows that, and the feeling is mutual between the two of you, you can bet they're going to find a way to trigger you on purpose. Which at that point, they now have the ability to take away your power, and they know it. And depending on how open-minded you are, after listening to these two things to practice, you may or may not want to apply them, but at least listen to make a decision for yourself. Number one, forgive and let go. Forgiving someone or forgiving a situation is the best way to keep or take back all of your power. Before I keep going, let me be clear about what I mean here. When you forgive someone, the reason isn't because you believe what they did is okay or that you're giving them a free pass. No. The reason for forgiving them is to release that mental grudge or the pain or the anger that you feel or that hurt inside of you that you keep reliving over and over and over again every time you think about how they wronged you in the past. By making the conscious choice to forgive or to let go, you're releasing the power they have over you and taking your power back. Moving on, number two, stop complaining. Close your eyes and think about how many people you know that as soon as they wake up, they're looking for an argument or something to complain about. And you know who I'm talking about. As soon as they wake up, they're griping about the floor being too cold. Or they're grumbling about the water from their shower not being warm enough. Or while they're getting dressed, they moan about all of the responsibilities they have that day. Making their bed, doing their laundry, going to work, or it's too cold outside, now it's too hot outside, traffic is too slow, the drivers in this city are horrible, and whether they're at work or they're at home, their way of chit-chatting or joking around or having water cooler talk or just talking on the phone, even if they're laughing, everything they're talking about is charged with blame and accusations and criticism and complaints. And I get it. Sometimes complaining is legitimate. Like if you get bad service, you need to let the manager know. Or if you invest in a service and you give feedback about your poor member experience. When you complain all the time, it's an indicator that you struggle with accepting or taking responsibility for things that happen in your life. And even if you're venting or letting it out or just blowing off some steam, every time you do it, for whatever the reason, you're reliving that bad experience and you're giving your power away over and over, and it drains your energy. Not to mention, you're training your brain, you're conditioning your brain to continue to think more negative thoughts, which means you're training your brain to see the world through a negative lens or a negative perspective. I'm not saying that just thinking positive is the fix to giving you your power back. It helps, but it's not the fix. It's something you have to practice. So if you want to practice forgiving and letting go, try this. For one day, spot when you're triggered. Spotting when you're triggered is the muscle you want to develop the most. And number two, after you spot that you're triggered, you want to replace those angry inner thoughts or angry emotions with something that you say over and over in your head at least 10 times at a minimum. Something like this. I forgive you, I'm releasing my anger, and I feel better now. I forgive you, I'm releasing my anger, and I feel better now. I forgive you, I'm releasing my anger, and I feel better now. And as crazy as this sounds, just try it, trust me. Because what that's doing is separating you from the attachment of the negatively charged emotion from the trigger. And if you want to practice to not complain anymore, try this. Number one, spot when you're triggered. Remember, this is the muscle you want to develop the most, your awareness. For one day, catch yourself when you're about to start complaining and make it known to yourself that you've identified that the complaint is coming or that it's already started. And if this isn't for you, it's okay, because the second muscle you're going to have to develop is this. Stop, take a deep breath, and look around your environment and spot two things that are good, like someone helping another person bag groceries, or two children sharing something they'd normally fight over, or a really green tree in the middle of a bunch of dead trees, or driving down a road that's normally filled with traffic, and there's none, and it's a beautiful day, and the sun's out. And here's why. When you begin practicing and taking the time to look around you to point out the good things that are happening in the world, that are right in front of you, now you're conditioning your brain to focus more on good thoughts. You're going to start seeing subtle and small changes about the way you see the world. Because when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. All right, that's it. That's all I got for you today. So what now? Take these practices, take this knowledge, and take this information and turn it into power by applying it and taking action. And if you like today's show, share it with someone you love or care about, and keep learning to find your flow.